Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
For those who may not know, the purpose of these broadcasts is threefold. First, to inform. Second, to entertain. And third, to call to action. Please grab a pencil and paper because today's broadcast is a call to action. Two good bills will hit the House and Senate floor this week, and legislators are being inundated with emails urging them to vote no. Now, it's time they heard from our side. The first is House Bill 234. It was heard in the House Judiciary Committee the week before last, and we testified in favor. The bill, entitled Revised Dissemination of Obscene Material to Minors Law, would ban school teachers and librarians from showing sexually explicit materials to minors that would get that same teacher thrown in prison if they showed the same material to a minor outside of a school. The law is a throwback from a bygone era where sex education was a fairly sterile course in biology. Now, public schools are increasingly teaching comprehensive sex education, which begins in kindergarten. By the time kids hit middle school, the lessons become very explicit and include material on gay sex and transgenderism. 30 years ago, lawmakers placed in code a special exemption for teachers and librarians that granted them immunity from the state obscenity laws. But given what schools are now teaching, it's time to remove that exemption, and in so doing, remove obscene materials from public schools. There are books in public school libraries that are so obscene they can't even be read or shown in a public hearing. House Bill 234 could hit the House floor later this week, and it's time to ask your representative to vote yes. The second important bill is Senate Bill 99, which was heard in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Friday. This bill would ban irreversible sex change procedures on minors. You heard that correctly. Irreversible procedures that could render a child sterile are being performed on kids across America, and state after state are passing laws to put an end to the practice. One of the most vocal of those in favor of this bill is Chloe Cole. You may have seen her interview on Fox News. At age 12, she was placed on puberty blockers. By age 13, she started on massive doses of testosterone, and at age 15, she had a double mastectomy. The medical community proudly stood before the Judiciary Committee on Friday and proclaimed that they were just following best practices. Best practices? Really? Who in their right mind would do anything that would render a child sterile for life? One of the basic tenets of medicine is that no procedure should be performed on anyone without that patient's informed consent. The problem is, kids are not mentally mature enough to give informed consent. When Cole was told that the testosterone could cause sterility, she said, "That's fine. I don't plan on having kids anyway." Now, at age 18, she regrets her decision, but doctors can't tell her if she will ever be able to get pregnant. In testimony, a set of parents from Missoula said that their daughter was coached by a school counselor to become transgender without the parents' knowledge. Senate Bill 99 would put a stop to that. If these bills are important to you, then it's time to speak up. Please call the Capitol Switchboard at 444-4800. That's 444-4800. And leave a message asking your senator to vote yes on Senate Bill 99. Please also ask your representative to vote yes on House Bill 234. You can also find these instructions on our website at montanafamily.org. Once again, please call 444-4800 and urge legislators to vote yes on Senate Bill 99 and House Bill 234. Please call today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.